results shown here. These are the results for all patients, which showed a 4% benefit of chemotherapy that in the United States led most medical oncologists to recommend chemotherapy for node-negative estrogen receptor-positive breast cancer. Knowing, however, that a good surgeon with good hormonal therapy, as shown in the dotted line, would achieve a result free of distant recurrence in 85% of the patients. So this was the average result, and the question now is this a little bit of benefit in everyone, or does some group of patients have the largest benefit? So let's look first then at the low recurrence score group. This is the patients with a recurrence score less than 18. You can see here that these patients do incredibly well and that there's minimal, if any, benefit of chemotherapy. So we answered the question that Dr. Norton had addressed. Not only is the risk of recurrence with a recurrence score less than 18 low, but if anything, they have minimal, if any, chemotherapy benefit. The fact that the risk is very low with a low recurrence score, by the way, was also confirmed by Mitch Daszak and Jack Kuzick in their work on the ATTACC cohort in patients who were treated with a more modern regimen that included an aromatase inhibitor. What about the intermediate group? The intermediate group had a somewhat higher risk. We could not exclude that there might be some small benefit of chemotherapy, and thus, for this mid-range of patients, there is a study in the United States called TAILOR-X. It's also enrolled in Ireland, as well as Peru and Canada, that's now enrolled more than 11,000 patients in order to ask the question, with a mid-range recurrence score, what is the effect of chemotherapy? The results, however, with high recurrence score disease were very striking. Again, before, this was the group that all we could say was that there was bad news, that you had a 30% plus risk of recurrence. Well, as noted here, no one wants to take chemotherapy. No one looks forward to the complications and adverse events that are associated with its use. But as you can see here, there is a very large, greater than 20% absolute benefit of chemotherapy with CMF in this study and other studies with anthracycline-based chemotherapy. Similar results were shown. So this is a general chemo responsiveness. So not only is high recurrence score disease associated with greater recurrence and early recurrence, but it's also the kind of breast cancer that has the clearest benefit of chemotherapy. Now, can we